to the eclipse of the moon, and I'm joined on the line, and it's always a pleasure to talk to him, by David Moore of Astronomy Ireland. David, hello, and how are you?
Oh, I'm very excited. Big eclipse coming, space station blazing over. It's a fantastic week to be an astronomer.
Is it really? Okay. And there's another thing I want to talk to you about as well, but maybe we'll talk about which is a bigger excitement for you, the eclipse of the moon or the space station, do you think?
Well, I think it has to be eclipses. They're always very spectacular and much rarer. I can't remember the last one we had. There was a bit of a one last year. We had another really good one that's happened high up, and this one's going to happen at dawn, so it's another alarm clock story, but well worth getting up for early on Monday morning. We're a special edition of Astronomy Ireland magazine aimed at the general public, and although it's a bit late to get it, we can email the article to people today. So go to astronomy.ie if you want to know more about this eclipse. If you forget anything, you're probably going to ask me, I'm going to say about it. But, you know, the moon is going to go into the Earth's shadow. It'll happen again next year. Roughly once a year we'll see it if we're lucky. But I remember once there was a 10-year gap when we didn't see any eclipses of the moon. So, watch every one you get a chance to see.
Now, is the eclipse of the moon safe? Is it the sun that we all have to be careful of our eyesight about? Excuse my ignorance now.
No, you're exactly right. And in fact, there is an eclipse of the sun coming in October, visible from Ireland as well. So keep that one in mind. But this one is the moon. And when the moon is eclipsed, what you have is, you have to remember, you've got roughly the sun, the Earth, and the moon in a perfect straight line. So the shadow of the Earth is casting out into space. There's normally nothing for that shadow to fall onto, falls on the moon. So the moon is going to be opposite the sun in the sky, which means it's going to be full. So it's a very bright moon just before the eclipse, and even that's not dangerous. And then it's going to get a million times darker, roughly speaking. And so therefore, it's going to be extremely safe to watch, nothing to worry about at all. The one in October, the eclipse of the sun, you're going to need some special tips and techniques, or the eclipse glasses you can get from Astronomy Ireland. But we'll talk about that in a few months' time.
But, David, this is going to be spectacular. The moon will turn deep red, is that right, for this eclipse?
It does, yes. And it's happening just as the moon goes down over in the west, and the sun is beginning to rise over in the east on Monday morning. So it starts, though, at about 3:30 a.m. And maybe you'll stay up late to watch it. And in fact, you can see the edge of the moon dimming for up to a half an hour before that. Well, don't be watching well before 3 a.m. And then you get to see a bite taken out of the moon as it begins to slowly move into the Earth's shadow. It takes about an hour to go fully into the Earth's shadow. So if there's any clouds around, keep watching. If you get a break in the clouds, you're looking for a very bright moon, it'll be easy to see, and looking roughly over in the west. And by the time the moon is fully inside the Earth's shadow, and it's a total eclipse, which happens around 4:30, the sky will be getting dark, the moon will be getting low in the west. So whether Ireland is going to see the beautiful blood-red moon phase, when the moon's against a jet-black sky and at a million times dimmer, and it's this coppery, orangey-red colour that scared the bejesus out of our ancient relatives, we have no idea what was going on, then I'm not sure we're going to get the full effect. We'll get some part of it, and certainly even the bit that goes into the Earth shadow, especially with a pair of binoculars, you look at the dark bit that's inside the Earth shadow, you can see the colours then. I'm sure we'll see that at the very least, if not with the naked eye.
But in the past, this would have been a kind of a portent of kind of terrible things to come, would it?
Oh, yeah. And even worse with solar eclipses. A partial solar eclipse, like we're going to get in October, are actually fairly common. Total solar eclipses are extremely rare. And those were, last one in Ireland was 1727, and the next one won't be till 2090. See how rare they are. If you're going to see a total solar eclipse, you live on a small island like us, you really need to travel. And Astronomy Ireland actually has a travel club. We've been to 4 total eclipses of the sun. I've seen 2 of them myself. They are absolutely spectacular. They say the most spectacular sight in nature. But if you don't want to wait till September the 23rd, in the year 2090, see one from the extreme southwest tip of Kerry, well, come on Astronomy Ireland's eclipse tour. We're planning one for North America, in 2024 in April. So make sure you book your holiday early and get to witness one of these incredible spectacles of nature. And ancient cultures, like you're asking, have seen these total eclipses before. There's a classic story in ancient China when the court astronomers failed to predict the total eclipse of the sun. And remember, day turns to night for a few minutes, and it happens suddenly over the course of a few seconds. About doing your everyday business, and somebody turns down the sun like a big dimmer switch. That's the way I thought it happened when I saw one. And the court astronomers were summoned to the court and duly beheaded.
Oh.
So we're in astronomy. I'm trying to predict any of these.
Right. Watch out, Leo Varadkar and Mary Lou MacDonald then, this on the 16th of May then. Talk to us then about the space station, the spacecraft, and what's going to be happening with that. You say you're kind of really excited about that.
Yeah, and just to finish off the eclipse, anybody wants the full eclipse details and the article about the eclipse aimed at beginners, astronomy.ie, go to Astronomy On's website, get it today. So we can post it to you today, you'll have it tomorrow, but we'll email you the actual article itself, so you'll definitely have the eclipse bit.
That's a special, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's the same. We don't do that very often. So, hopefully, people fail at that offer. The International Space Station is equally spectacular in a different way.
We're losing you there a bit, David. Sorry, are you moving around or you've gone very blurry there on us for some reason?
I am, and I will stop. How's this?
Are you moving around?
Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah.
I'm stopped at a window, so hopefully everything will work out fine. So I get a bit excited talking about this. The International Space Station is a fantastic sight. I mean, it's brighter than all the stars in the sky when it flies over. Actually, like about 100 times brighter than the brightest star in the sky when you get the really good passes that are almost overhead. And, of course, it's the only spacecraft that's... Well, actually, there's now two, because the Chinese have their own space station, but we can't really see that from Ireland. But the International Space Station flies directly over Ireland, and 100 times brighter than the brightest star in the sky. I think there are 7 astronauts on board at the moment. There's been a lot of activity recently with crews going up and coming down. And it's mankind's outpost in space, full of laboratories of people doing experiments that can be run best in the weightlessness of space, examining the effects on the human body because, you know, the future of the human race is in space and we want to know what the challenges are when you're weightless for months or years. And it's not good is the answer. But we can watch all this happening with the naked eye when it flies over every night. The only problem is it's a different time every night, but we have predictions for it on our social media every day.
So, when will we see it?
Well, we're going to start seeing it, ominously enough, on Friday the 13th, 2 days' time. And there'll be low passes to begin with, because we've got over 2 weeks to see it. So after a few days, it'll be flying, by early next week, be flying over the sky very high up, extremely bright, with all those astronauts on board. It's a great one to get the whole family out, get the kids inspired.
And wave at them.
And watch out for them. I've been watching it since, actually, the predecessor was the Russian Mir space station, and I've been watching these for decades, and they still want to go out and have a look at it flying over. It's that spectacular. It never loses its interest.
And you know it by being the brightest in the sky. Is that the best way to know it?
Yes, and it's moving. And give you an idea of speed, about the speed that high-flying aircraft cross the sky. So it'll take several minutes to cross the sky. If you see something zip across the sky in a second or less, that's a shooting star or meteor. And if it sits there all night, it's probably a star.
Yeah.
And if you want to know the exact time, again, go to astronomy.ie, our website, and you'll see our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram links. Whichever one of those you're into, if you sign up, follow us on those, then each afternoon we'll give the prediction. And we not only tell people what time it's flying over, because there are plenty of apps online that do that, but we also tell them when it's going to pass in front of the moon and where you need to be in Ireland to see that. And we also give you an update on the Northern Lights, if there's going to be a display of the aurora every day. So that's all free, and you can just go to the social media now, from astronomy.ie, follow the links, and on Friday, you'll start getting those evening predictions every day for about 20 days or so. We'll see it in the evening sky.
Okay, and a great thing to do with the kids, as you say. Finally, David, when we were chatting earlier on, and I don't know how Ukraine came up, I think maybe you brought it up, but Ukraine and space exploration, there's quite a lot to know that I think most people wouldn't know.
Yes, it links into the International Space Station, which of course is mostly built by the Russians and the Americans, but there's good involvement from the European Space Agency, including Ireland. But the Russians have been threatening to pull out, and all kinds of threats going on. And it turns out they're probably not going to pull out. They seem to have calmed down a bit. They're certainly going to stay till 2025. They do plan their own space station, and we report on this every month in Astronomy Ireland magazine if anybody wants to read about it. But what a lot of people probably don't know, and may not come as much of a surprise when you think back to the Soviet era, when the space programs, you know, of the Americans and the Russians were really vying each other. It was a nice neutral war in space, if you like, with no weapons, to see who could do it best. And eventually they collaborated on the International Space Station in 1998 when it was first launched, which was fantastic to see. And the space people have always got on very well together. But they built a lot of the parts in some of the Eastern Bloc countries that were part of the former Soviet Union. The big launch base for Russia is not in Russia, it's in Kazakhstan. And they have a license that's running very well to still launch all Russian vehicles from Kazakhstan. But Ukraine actually was very good at space hardware, building bits for rockets. This goes on in Ireland as well. There's thousands of people employed in the industry in Ireland. You never hear about it unless you read our magazine. And it's been going on in Ukraine too. So the Russians have sort of shot themselves in the foot in terms of some of the space hardware they're going to be able to get. And you can just imagine all those people leaving Ukraine. Aerospace companies around the world are going to love to snaffle up those high-tech skilled aerospace workers. And I wonder, will Ukraine space industry ever get back to the way it was before, which was world-leading?
Extraordinary. Listen, you're a mine of information, as always. David, thank you so much. The moon, the space station, and Ukrainians' connection with space exploration. Thanks so much for joining us, as always. And astronomy.ie, the best source. And if people want to get that special Eclipse magazine, they email you at astronomy.
Just go to the website. You see the link there. You can order it online for a few euros. And we're always looking for new members, especially beginners.
Okay.
Space is so fascinating.
Okay, David. Thanks a million for joining us.
My pleasure.
Sláán gur maith. Now, that's David Moore there of Astronomy Ireland. Go check them out, astronomy.ie. We'll go to sport and then a break.